Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard Show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Brian Donlevy in a story titled Turnabout. And now, the curtain rises on Act One of Turnabout, starring Brian Donlevy as Ernest Haynes. On the fifth floor of the Allen Department Store, that's New York City, there's a very likable and muscular young man named Ernest Haynes. Ernie works in the sports equipment section, and here he is demonstrating a spring tension exerciser.
Three, four, five.
But as he demonstrates, Ernie keeps one eye on the floor walker, Mr. Joseph, who stands in front of the fifth-floor beauty parlor chatting with a beautiful attendant.
Oh, my. Just look at him, Miss Alden.
Who, Mr. Joseph?
Over there in sports, demonstrating those muscle builders.
Oh, Ernie. I mean, Mr. Haynes.
Earning a living the easy way, using his muscle.
That ain't hay, Mr. Joseph.
What?
I mean, to hold down a job, any job.
But he's certainly taking his time with that customer.
Demonstrating.
I wonder... Now, if he thinks he's up to any of his tricks...
Oh, he couldn't fool you, Mr. Joseph.
Well, he'd better not try, especially this week. We expect a surprise visit from J.C. Allen, the store owner.
It takes brains to be a floor walker.
Oh, well, do you think so? Well, it wasn't easy. From stock clerk to floor walker
in ten short years.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, ta-ta, Miss Alden. I'll remember to stop by and speak to you on my round.
Ta-ta, big-hearted.
Hey, Molly.
Oh, Mr. Haynes.
Ernie, to you. How's about lunch together, Molly?
Lunch? Oh, you mean a hamburger at the cafeteria. Thanks, I'll buy my own today.
Well, I thought you'd like cocktails and canapés at the Astor Bar for a change.
Oh, Ernie. On your lunch money? That's a laugh. Better get back to your customer.
That's our meal ticket, the customer. I sucked them in on a little deal.
Gambling again?
Gambling? With my lunch money?
Well, Mr. Joseph just said that...
Oh, forget Mr. Joseph. Now, honey, I have to rush. I can't let this customer off the hook. I'll see you. We are again. Ready to begin, Mr. What's the name again?
Charlie. Just call me Charlie.
Charlie?
Got all the spring in that thing?
All the springs, all ten of them.
And you can stretch it out that way?
Full arms spread across the shoulders, springs braced against my neck.
100 times?
100 times.
No rest, no interruptions?
100 times or bust.
Okay. Here's my $2.
And here's mine, my last two.
I'll hold the money. Now, you know what you're doing. You sure you want to gamble with me?
That's my funeral, Charlie.
How right you are.
Well, here I go. One. Two. Keep an eye on the floor walker.
Oh, Miss Alden.
Yes, sir.
I've been thinking it over, and I've made a decision.
A decision?
Yes, about employees lunching together.
Oh, well, you see, Mr. Joseph...
And I'll make an exception in this case. I'll break a rule.
Well, that's surprising. I mean, that's very sweet of you, Mr. Joseph.
Well, it was sweet of you, Miss Alden. Realizing brains are more important than old muscle.
Oh?
Will you join me at lunch hour, Miss Alden?
Oh, well, I'd be honored, but I already have a box lunch.
Well, bring it along.
And I couldn't have you break a rule, Mr. Joseph.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, anyway, thanks.
Perhaps you have other plans?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll have to let you know.
I see.
Oh, now, don't rush off, Mr.
There's
Joseph.
Something I must do at the sports department. All's fair, you know.
No cheating now.
96.
Oh, Mr. Haynes, a word with you, please.
Just a minute, Mr. Joseph.
97.
This is important, Mr. Haynes.
So is my $2.
Well, gambling, Mr. Haynes?
Oh, no, sir. Just showing that these springs won't break.
Our merchandise is guaranteed.
98. Beat it, Bud Inskey.
But it's... Oh.
99.
Oh! 100 are bust and you're busted.
My neck.
Oh, Mr. Haynes, I came to tell you, you will remain on duty all during lunch hour.
The curtain falls on Act One of Turnabout, starring Brian Donlevy. Act Two in just a moment. But first, this message from your announcer.
Young men, now is the time for you to get in the Guard. The new National Guard offers you a great opportunity to become part of our country's fighting forces and remain a civilian. As a member of your local Guard unit, you gain these important personal benefits: enlistment in your rank at time of discharge, if there's a vacancy, valuable job training, drill pay with additional longevity, a real chance for promotions and commissions, free credit toward retirement, and association with the greatest bunch of fellas you'll ever know. You get all of this if you get in the Guard. Visit your local National Guard armory for further details now. Get the facts, then get in the Guard.
And now, Act Two of our comedy, Turnabout, starring Brian Donlevy as Ernie Haynes. Poor Ernie lost a bet and his lunch money when the springs broke in his exerciser. What's more, Ernie got very little sympathy from Molly Alden, the beauty shop operator.
Oh, Mr. Joseph.
Yes, Miss Alden?
Mr. Joseph, does that luncheon date still hold?
Oh, why, I insist.
Then let's go.
Oh, but we've 5 minutes to lunchtime.
Oh, so we have.
Oh, by the way, Molly, Mr. Haynes won't be eating for a while.
No.
No, he'll be working during the lunch hour, on my orders.
Oh, now, after all, that's not...
Just to have a little extra help on the floor, in case the owner, Mr. Allen, shows up.
Oh, thanks, I'm warm.
But you don't know what the owner looks like. Nobody does. Except he wears an old-fashioned straw hat, and he walks with a cane. The old Snoop.
How's your neck, son?
Oh, it's you.
Still feel like gambling with the customers?
Hmm? Say, now wait a minute.
Yeah, gonna outsmart me, eh?
Oh, perish the thought. Charlie, you know what this contraption is?
Why, certainly it's a mechanical horse used for reducing...
Right. Let's switch her on, huh? That's only slow speed.
So?
$2 says you can't stay on this thing for 2 minutes.
Trying to get back at me, eh?
Of course. Ah, well, maybe you are a little too old for this.
Too old, am I? Here, take my cane. Boost me in that saddle.
Atta boy.
Like this? Well, now what?
You just hang on while I speed her up. This won't take very long.
Easy now, easy. And watch the time.
You just leave everything to me and... Hey, wait a minute. What's going on over there?
Never mind over there. Watch the time.
That's Mr. Joseph. Going to lunch with my girl. Why, where does he get off?
Hey! Oh, stop it! Stop it!
Minute, Joseph.
Police.
You leave me alone, Ernie.
You stay out of this.
Mr. Haynes, the customers.
The heck with the customers. Where do you think you're going with my girl?
None of your business.
Oh, yeah?
Police.
He's taking me to lunch.
Wait. I've changed my mind.
What?
Oh, well, in that case, okay.
But it wasn't a very good idea in the first place, going out with the help.
Oh, So I'm the help, am I? You hear that, Ernie? Sock him.
Mr. Haynes, you're fired. You're both fired. Now, please leave my floor.
Oh, fired, are we?
Go ahead, Ernie.
No, don't lose your head, Mr. Haynes. Yeah. Let me go. Let me go.
You're going to lose yours, Joseph. Why, you'll think a horse kicked you. Horse? Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Oh, what time is it?
That's right, pal. You made it. You win.
Pay me.
Sure. Molly, lend me $2.
Lend you $2? Here.
Thanks.
Hey, you're fired. You're both fired. Now go to the manager's office.
I'll see you in a minute, Joseph. Business before pleasure.
My $2.
Here you are, Charlie.
Now hand me my hat.
A straw hat?
Now my cane.
A cane? Not Mr. Allen.
Yes, Mr. Allen, of the Allen Department Store. Now, if you two gentlemen will follow me to the manager's office, I have some business to take care of.
Oh, Ernie.
Hiya, Molly. How do I look?
Oh, Ernie.
Striped pants and tails.
And a white carnation.
Uh-huh. And I just borrowed $5 from old man Allen. Let's go to lunch.
Oh, you think I should, Ernie?
As the new floor walker, I order you to the Astoria Bar and Grill.
Yes, sir.
But first, we'll step over by that crowd.
The sports section?
Uh-huh. I had to put on a new man as a demonstrator.
New man?
Mm-hmm. What do you think of him?
26. 27. 28. 29. Oh, dear.
The curtain falls on Act Two of Turnabout, starring Brian Donlevy. Thank you, Brian, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizens' Army, the National Guard, presents Alan Ladd in a story you won't want to miss titled Identity Unknown. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood. Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.